But don't fight it. Relax to the cold. And in other words, this is a matter of mental attitude, and then you'll be fine. Always control your mind. This is another way of approaching it, do you see? Now then, as soon as the student begins to experiment with these things, he finds out that it's not so easy as it sounds. Not only is it very difficult not to desire, not only is it very difficult to control your mind, but there's something phony about the whole business. And this is what you're intended to discover. That namely, when you try to eliminate desire in order to escape from suffering, you desire to escape from suffering. You are desiring not to desire. In other words, I'm not merely playing with logic. I'm saying that a person who is escaping from reality will always feel the terror of it. It'll be like the hound of heaven that pursues him. And he's escaping in a way, even when he's trying not to escape. And it was this point, you see, that this method of teaching was supposed to educate from you, to draw out from you. Not by saying to anybody all this in the first place, but by making the experiment not to desire, or the experiment to control your mind thoroughly. This is the first step. To understand this, you must go through that, or some equivalent of it. So as to come to the point where you see you are involved in a vicious circle. That in trying to control your mind, the motivation, the reason for which you are doing it, is still clinging and grasping. There is still self-protection. There is still lack of trust and love. So, when this is understood, the student returns to the teacher and says, look, this is my difficulty. I cannot eliminate desire, because that itself, my effort to do so, is itself desire. I cannot eliminate selfishness, because my reasons for wanting to be unselfish are selfish. As one of the Chinese Buddhist classics puts it, when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. Now, the right means are all the traditional disciplines. And you're going to use them, you see. You're going to practice Zazen or whatever and make yourself into a Buddha. But you see, if you're not a Buddha in the first place, you can't become one, because you'll be the wrong man. And you're using the right means, but because you're using them for a selfish intent,